This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. Yesterday, an Iranian man took more than a dozen people hostage in an Australian cafe. And today, Taliban militants attacked a school in Pakistan, killing over 140 people, mostly children. After such actions by extremists, Muslim communities around the world find themselves having to be vigilant in fear of a backlash. To help protect them, non-Muslims are offering to accompany Muslim women on public transportation. There's even a hashtag, I'll ride with you. On the other hand, here in San Francisco, earlier this fall, Muni buses displayed an ad that arguably could have the opposite result. It was part of an anti-Islam campaign calling itself the American Freedom Defense Initiative, or AFDI. It wasn't the first time AFDI's ads ran on Muni buses, and it probably won't be the last. Many San Franciscans are wondering why we allow the AFDI to target members of our community on our own public transit. KALW's Liza Veal says there's a chance that such hate speech could be prohibited, but it probably won't happen. Here's why.
Outside Galileo High School in San Francisco, students make their way to the Muni stop to catch their buses home for the evening. There's a group of a half dozen Arab-American teenage boys, most of whom are shy with their English. They all know about the AFDI ads.
I saw it, and then I asked my teacher about it, and he told me it's like about Israel and something there.
I think that's stupid, because they are killing people over there in Palestine, and they are telling the people here to support them to kill people.
There have been several versions of the ads. The most recent one featured before and after pictures. The first is of British-Egyptian amateur rapper Abdelmajed Abdelbari, quote, before becoming jihadist. The after is also Barry dressed in black, wearing a mask, standing next to a captive, quote, after becoming devout. The images are underscored with the slogan, it's not Islamophobia, it's Islamorealism.
I heard from my teacher about the Muslim phobia. They just try to make all Muslim terrorism. They want to change everybody's mind, you know what I mean?
You know, the ads are offensive and terrible.
That's Nasrina Bargzi with the Asian Law Caucus.
And we work very closely with members of the Arab, Middle Eastern, Muslim, and South Asian communities. And the way we found out about them is that literally people just started texting and calling me saying, hey, we're seeing these ads. They're calling Arabs and Muslims savages. You know, what are we going to do about this?
The first AFDI ad appeared on a Muni bus in 2012. It read, in any war between the civilized man and a savage, support the civilized man. Support Israel, defeat jihad.
Many community members were devastated by the ads. There was this sentiment that having these messages on public buses suggested to viewers that the message was possibly endorsed by the city.
But it turns out ad space on public buses is not public space. The city leases that space to an ad vendor, Titan Outdoor, and once it's leased, the space becomes private property. So the first thing Bargzi and other community organizations did was ask SFMTA to distance themselves from the ads.
We drafted a letter with 35 community leaders and 75 Bay Area organizations asking the city to take steps to help the communities that were affected. And, you know, the city of San Francisco was very responsive. They issued bus ads clearly stating that they did not support the AFDI ads. In addition, SF Muni has sponsored ads about inclusiveness. The city also donated the proceeds from a portion of the AFDI ads to the San Francisco Human Rights Commission toward a project to address discrimination of Arab and Muslim community members in San Francisco.
So SFMTA invested a lot of funds in countering the ads. Why didn't they just ban them? Here's Paul Rose, SFMTA's spokesperson.
Many cities have tried to fight these ads, and then it goes to a judge, and they have to serve a court order to place these ads regardless of how they feel about them. And then that just provides more publicity for the organization posting the ads, and then we're using taxpayer dollars to fight something that we know we'll eventually lose.
The Transportation Agency of New York City, for example, had a policy banning hate speech from their ads. Pamela Geller, the woman behind AFDI, contested that policy when her ad was rejected.
Wherever we encounter resistance, we fight for our freedom of speech.
She won the case. New York's hate speech policy was struck down altogether.
We did sue, and we won on all counts. It wasn't even a narrow victory. It was on all points, and actually the city of New York had to throw out its ad standards and regulations and rewrite them from scratch. It was a historic win, particularly for the First Amendment.
Now, there are only a few restrictions on free speech upheld by the Supreme Court. Most transportation agencies around the country have ad policies like San Francisco's, like these.
Advertising contractors shall not post any advertisement that is obscene or pornographic.
And they also can't post
any commercial advertising of alcohol, tobacco, or firearms.
Nasrina Bargzi and the Coalition of San Francisco Communities thought a lot about how to create an ad policy that wouldn't fall apart like New York's did.
We really didn't see a legal strategy that would result in, you know, being able to kind of pick and choose.
Because when the state gets to pick and choose what is and isn't hate speech, it effectively has the power to discriminate based on viewpoint, which is the reason we have the First Amendment. The private company that does the ad vending for SFMTA could have its own ban on hate speech, but SFMTA can't force the company to do that. It can only force them to comply with the policy in their contract, and that policy has to be constitutional. So what else is in the rest of SFMTA's ad policy?
Advertising contractors shall not post any advertisement that concerns a declared political candidate or ballot measure.
AFDI's ads don't do that. The policy also bans
any advertisement that infringes on any copyright.
Not that either. How about
any commercial advertisements that are false, misleading, or deceptive?
AFDI's ads might be, but the policy only applies to commercial advertisements, not viewpoint ads. Then there's this.
Any advertisement that is clearly defamatory or advocates imminent lawlessness or violent action.
That one. You could argue that lawlessness or violent action might result from the AFDI ads, but not that it is advocated. And by the way, Nasrina Bargzi says,
we've checked in with SFMTA to find out if there's been, you know, any reports of like hate incidents or threats or anything of that nature made in association with the ads. And they've said that they don't have anything like that, which is actually a good sign.
So there's nothing in the ad policy prohibiting the AFDI ads specifically. And a hate speech ban isn't feasible. But there's one other option. SFMTA could ban viewpoint ads altogether. Rewrite the policy so that only commercial ads make it onto minibuses. That way, the state can't be guilty of viewpoint discrimination. It's a possibility, but Bargzi and her coalition think this would ultimately be a loss.
We don't want this space to be taken from communities that, you know, are using it legitimately and for the right purposes of getting conversations going on important topics.
Such as spreading the word on public health issues, public safety issues, service announcements.
And if that means that every now and then you have to deal with vitriolic, hateful speech like this, well, then the community is going to meet that hate speech with more speech.
But there's one more twist. Pamela Geller says one of her ads was in fact rejected a couple months back by SFMTA. It showed a photo of Adolf Hitler with Muslim nationalist Haj Amin el-Husseini. SFMTA would not comment, but the rejection means they think the ad violates one of their policies. Geller says she's preparing to sue for the right to keep that ad on Muni, whether or not San Franciscans want to see it. In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.
So what do you think? Should cities be able to enforce what can and can't be advertised on public transportation? And why? Call us and share your thoughts at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. Or email us at news@kalw.org.